From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Latinos account for more than half of Florida's population growth. That makes English instruction for students who speak primarily Spanish more important than ever. But as a new school year gets underway, there are concerns that Florida's English language learners are falling behind. Socially and economically, a lot is riding on fixing the problems, especially in communities like Miami.
In America, you drive being a minor, you will go to jail.
Very good. Okay, he did.
More and more, this is the sound of education in Florida. It's a Miami class teaching English for speakers of other languages, better known as ESOL. This particular school, the Coral Way Bilingual K-8 Center, is considered one of Florida's best for ESOL instruction.
Okay, very good. Almir wrote.
More than a quarter million students in Florida take part in ESOL. That's a tenth of the state's public school enrollment. In Miami-Dade County, it's more than a quarter. But schools across the country now face more rigorous standards, known as Common Core. As a result, critics have become more vocal about the flaws they see in Florida's ESOL program. Among them, a lack of school accountability for ESOL performance, and the requirement that students take Florida's standardized English exams after only 1 year of ESOL instruction.
Overlooked and underserved, behind target, disorganized.
That's how Rosa Castro-Feinberg assesses Florida's ESOL performance. She heads the State Education Committee for the League of United Latin American Citizens. That group is leading the call for Florida school officials to prioritize ESOL.
The people in the State Department of Education responsible for ESOL students, they're good, decent, hardworking people, but they are few in number, and there is too much going on for them to be able to handle it in an efficient fashion.
Florida's report card is worrisome. Only 9% of ESOL 10th graders passed the state's reading test last year. Only 7% of ESOL 4th graders are English proficient. In places like Orlando, many high school students call themselves ESOL lifers because they keep failing the standardized test. Even so, ESOL advocates like Castro-Feinberg are encouraged by recent state task force directives, such as a curved grading system that takes some of the pressure off ESOL students. Mary Jane Tappan is the Florida Education Department's Deputy Chancellor for Curriculum, Instruction, and Student Services.
I think we continue to push to ensure that these students are getting the services that they deserve.
That includes, she says, perhaps the most criticized ESOL service, teacher training.
We have taken a lot of purposeful actions to make sure that our teachers of English language learners are included in all our professional development as we begin implementation of the Common Core.
Still, Castro-Feinberg notes that many state officials and legislators would still like to cut ESOL teacher training hours by half. Florida's ESOL headaches aren't unique. States like New York are also struggling, and like Florida, they can't afford to fail, given the country's Latino boom. Noted Latino affairs blogger Viviana Hurtado is co-founder of Latinas for Latino Lit and its national reading program for Latino children.
The success of teaching these children English and teaching them well is going to be an absolute key to the rest of our country's success.
In other words, in the era of the Common Core, ESOL is a more common mission than ever.
In America, you drive being a minor, you will go to jail.
You can read more of our Latin American and Latino affairs coverage on WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.